KB4CBA mobile.
So 4PXV.
PXV, KB4CBA. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Of course, making my ride in the Greenville on 85. It's clear sailing so far.
No, it's just a matter of time.
Oh, come on. Don't jinx me this early.
I'm just kidding. That could happen. That could happen to any of us. I've been on this stretch of Edwards Road when going up the steep hill there to Pelham, and they had the whole thing, all four lanes blocked, in both directions. You couldn't get through at all, and because of an accident. And so I just had to turn around, and luckily I know some other ways to get to where I'm going.
I wasn't sure if you would see Chandler on the side of the road if they were doing any kind of construction or anything.
Not where I'm driving. I drive Edwards Road almost the entire length of the trip. And then I get on Orchard Park Drive and then Patewood and then and then the frontage road, what's that called? I forgot. And that's the road that the sports club is on. Congaree Road, that's it.
Many years ago I played racquetball over there, and like I said, I moved further away, so it wasn't convenient after work or any time to get there anymore.
I go, there's people playing racquetball, and fortunate for them, of course, that's indoors, so they can play rain or shine, and I think they have four or five courts, but there's at least, one court playing all the time, because, you can hear it throughout the whole place, So you know somebody's playing racquetball.
So that's definitely not a quiet sport with the ball going, and then you hear the people running around and the sounds of the sneakers on the shoes, and all of a sudden when somebody gets hit by the ball, that's definitely not a quiet situation there.
I had my guy I was playing doubles with. He hit the guy across the net. And they were both standing in the net, and he hit him. And he whacked that ball good, and it hit him right in the eye, his left eye, and then it knocked him to the ground. Thank goodness he was okay. He had to sit down for about 5 minutes, but he said he couldn't see out of that eye, but he finally regained his eyesight. That kind of scared me, but I'm glad that there was no permanent damage.
Depends on how fast that person served. Like I said, it's definitely not a good situation getting a hit in the eye.
They were both at the net, on opposite sides of the net, and this was like an overhead smash. and he whopped it good, and of course he didn't mean to hit the guy, but that's just where the ball went.
Yeah, I'm not good, and I'm not really familiar in that situation if safety glasses really even do any good.
It probably just hurt worse than it would not to have them.
So if the ball hit the glass, at least the safety glass part of you'd probably have the ring around the eye from where it put the shell into your face.
Change subject. I think I got my Carolina Wyndham got hit by lightning because it's I can't tune up 40 or 80 meters. It goes 10 through 80, and I can't get it to do a thing on 40 or 80 as far as tuning up, and it used to, tune up fine.
Yep, sorry that it did. I said, yeah, it's always a possibility with storms like that.
Pick it down and see what it needs. I'm sure I've already replaced the choke down where you hook the feed line, so I just have a 21-foot section of coax, and then that goes up to the ballon at the top, so hopefully I can just replace it in that 21-foot section of coax, and I'll be in business again, but we'll just have to see.
Whatever happened to it, let that magic smoke out.
It's kind of interesting. It's up in the tree, so it's kind of odd that it would get hit, but I guess, who knows? I mean, I guess that was a path of least resistance, because that's what lightning usually takes.
How well, if at all, was it grounded?
Not grounded. The antenna's not grounded.
It doesn't need to be grounded, or it just wasn't grounded?
Well, I don't know if it needs to be grounded or not. I've heard pros and cons on that, but it was not grounded.
That's probably the reason the lightning went in on it, because it was the path of least resistance.
It didn't come into the radio because it blew the connector off off of the PL-259, the coax off of the PL-259, where it was screwed into the to the bottom of the choke. So I think the choke got the worst of it. It might have been a partial strike, but yeah, some of it might have gone out through the 135-foot wire, too. So it's just hard to say.
Hopefully the repairs will get it fixed for you.
It's not raining. I'm going to pull it down tomorrow and look at it and see what all I need, and then I'll just go from there. Well, I'm sitting here at the sports club, so I'm going to jump out and get ready for a clinic here get some exercise. Be careful out there on 85 and have a safe trip home. 73, and I'll clear out of here for your final KB4 CBA.
It's KO4 PXB. You also be careful. I had a very smooth trip on 85. I'm at Highway 14 until I talk to you again. Take it easy.
Weeks ago, there was a terrible explosion in the house right across the street from me. Thing fried every outlet, and everything was plugged into every outlet. So, the lightning strike, if it gets you the wrong way, not a good thing. Probably very costly.
KO4, WWZ, Mobile.
BNG, what's up?
Hello there, how you doing? Glenn, how you doing, Glenn?
I haven't heard you in a while. What you been up to?
Just been working my butt off.
Now, that last transmission pretty much reversed the static. Can you hear me? There might be an interference source somewhere here.
For you, how's my signal now?
completely down in the static, so we'll try this again later. KD2B and G.
Four WWZ.
Port WWZ KO4 PXB. I read your state. I can hear your station clear.
Hello there, boys. It's been a while. How you doing, sir?
Doing good. I made it, had a nice smooth trip on 85. I'm on Highway 14 at Pelham Road, so I got another, probably about a 15-minute ride home, and it'll be smooth sailing, knocking on wood.
Goes well for you, just watch out for the thunderstorms.
I'll definitely do the same, like I said. You know, I'll definitely do that. Please, you do the same, like I said. Of course, it'll probably fall out by the time I get ready to get the pull into the driveway and then go from there.
Yeah, it goes, unfortunately.
And also when you're carrying your computer bag and then trying to direct a three-year-old inside during a major storm, that doesn't work when the severe thunder and lightning.
It does not. I can imagine that. And I can see how that can be frustrating and hard to do.
Yep, then she'll sit in the garage when she finally gets out of the rain and just gets upset that she's soaking wet. And I'm going, well, if you'd have come on the first time, but, of course, you know, at that age, it really, you know, things really haven't sunk in on the mental, on the awareness side yet.
Yeah. You're
KPH right? Correct. If you know where the Holly Tree Golf Course is on Highway 14, I live in that subdivision.
Well, I was out on a road called East Georgia Road. Okay, and I'll be out there tomorrow, too, and it's in
Tensonville. That's probably about 10 minutes from my house. Yeah, it's not too far away.
Don't be
strangers.
Feel free to drop in and say hi real quick.
Yeah, unfortunately, when you're out there doing the flag details, I'm out in Spartanburg working, but if I definitely see you in that area, I'll definitely stop. I'll probably need a kind of description of what you look like.
I'm a short white male. Brown hair, blue eyes, I got three fingers on each hand, and I'll be wearing all yellow, pretty much. And we'll be in a truck that says right on the side of it.
So yeah, if I ever see it, I'll definitely stop and say hello and put a name to a face.
Roger that.
Yesterday I had to go to one of the other person that's a good friend of mine's moving, and they were wanting to get rid of two tables and a lamp, and my daughter that moved out into her own place needed the two tables and a lamp, so I got that and took her to her and fussed at her again for not, you know, cutting her grass, and especially when she goes, well, I'm tired, like, girl, so is everybody else when they get off work, but they still have to do it.
True. Some areas in our yard. After the flies, he even touched my radio last night. Of course, it was my CB radio, but the flies, he even started touching it and playing on it. I had to cut the grass and make 5 bowls of cereal before I could even do anything with radio. Yep, that stuff comes first before anything.
She's getting a wooden fence done between today. They're doing this 3 days, today through Wednesday. And so I know that people are going to be upset by, you know, her not having the grass cut where they, you know, are having an issue, you know, stuff like that. And I'm surprised that the Home Depot is actually, when they contracting, they're actually removing all the big heavy, you know, the big rocks that they're going to have to bust up too.
That's got to be hard.
Yep, and like I said, they're doing that, and they're, I guess for their safety's sake, they're having some place come in and remove all the, what they can see of the poison ivy and putting some kind of, you know, chemical down to kill it.
Oh. Yeah, she should get out there and cut that grass and maybe spray them weeds. That's for sure.
Yeah, because when I talked to her last time about it, she goes, well, there's one guy around here that will cut the grass for like $50. I'm going, Kelsey, you have to save that money right there for, you know, paying your mortgage, because, I mean, you have a little bit left over, but, you know, that $50, you know, $50 every 2 weeks, you know, that's a lot of money.
About that.
Pretty much what I do now is to, I'll sit there and when she gets paid, I put that money into her savings account, and when it comes time for her to pay her, you know, rent and mortgage, then I just transfer it back into her checkings where she can pay it without having an issue of, you know, not having the money.
That's true. That's a good thing.
I'm only going to do that for a little while longer and then leave it to her to save money, but kind of watch it and help her. But, you know, she's going to have to eventually realize that and do it on her own.
She's still young.
She's 26.
23, I can see how that is. Not a teenager. I know it all teenager no more. I hated being a know it all teenager. Everybody hated me.
It's KO4PXB. The way to solve that is just to keep your mouth shut, and that pretty much resolves that know it all attitude.
Well, I'm 23 now. I act way more better than I did when I was a teenager. I was stupid when I was a teenager.
Before PXB, Chandler, that's pretty much every teenager has ever thought that same thing, and you'll realize this and probably nod your head when I say this, but your parents became the smartest people when you got out on your own.
You're right.
Chandler, I'm getting ready to get on Woodruff Road. That's a disaster, so I'm going to stay focused on driving here. I'll talk to you later. 73.
73, and, yep, I know how Woodruff Road is. It sucks, so be careful and stay safe. KO from WWZ. Listening for anyone that has a key, so, Don, I know you got to be listening. You're out there. It's KO from WWZ. KO4 WWZ listening.